the windows of heaven were opened. I want to talk to you about what happens when God opens up the windows of heaven and how we get God to open up the windows of heaven. In the book of Genesis chapter 7, we see the great flood. That is when the Lord sent rain down upon the entire earth and filled the entire earth with water. In verse 11 of Genesis chapter 7, the Bible says, "On that day all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened." Verse 19, "And the waters prevailed exceedingly on the earth, and all the high hills under the whole heaven were covered." Here in Genesis chapter 7, the windows of heaven were opened, and the entire earth was covered with water. There was not a dry spot on land. Let's look at a couple other places in the scriptures that talk about the windows of heaven. In Malachi chapter 3, starting in verse 8, the Bible says, "Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it." What is the Lord saying here? He's saying, if you want to receive a huge blessing, a blessing so big that the entire earth won't be able to receive it, that we are to bring our tithes into the storehouse. What's the storehouse? I believe that is your local church. To bring your tithes and your offerings into the house of the Lord. "Oh, I don't want to do that," you might say. "They don't really spend the money wisely." Well, really, that's not the issue here. The Lord instructs us that we are to take our tithes and offerings into the storehouse in order to continue the work of the ministry. Let's look at another example found in 2 Kings chapter 7. Just a quick background of the story. In chapter 6 of 2 Kings, we see that Syria besieges Samaria in a famine. And in chapter 7, verse 1, the Bible says, "Then Elisha said, Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a seah of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." So an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Look, if the Lord would make windows of heaven, could this thing be?" And he said, "In fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it." What was the problem with this officer? He didn't believe that the Lord could provide such a blessing. So the question is, how do we get God to open up the windows of heaven? Number one, to take your tithes and your offerings into the storehouse, to give of yourself. The book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, Jesus says, "Freely you have received, freely give." Number two, one reason why we do not receive from the Lord is that we do not believe that he can provide. If you doubt, you will go without. The Bible makes that clear here in 2 Kings chapter 7. And number three, we need to ask the Lord. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, the Bible says, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" How do we get the Lord to open up the windows of heaven? We need to ask him. So let's just say a quick prayer together. Repeat after me, in the name of Jesus Christ, "Lord, forgive me for not taking my tithes and my offerings into your storehouse. I desire to be blessed by you. Lord, forgive me for my unbelief, for not believing that you will provide. I want to be blessed by you. Lord, forgive me for not asking more of you. I want to be blessed by you. You are a giver of great gifts, and I desire all that you have for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen."